So, at the beginning, try to correct your motivation by thinking that you're receiving this, you're listening to this teaching for the sake of attaining enlightenment in order to benefit for the welfare of all sentient beings.
We have come to the to this line, which says, desire little, be content, and repay acts of kindness. Up to this much, we have finished yesterday, and then next comes the practice, mainly of the great being, the great being's stage practice, which starts by saying, meditate on love and compassion, and stabilize the awakening mind, avoid the 10 unwholesome actions, and so on. And so up to the line which says, and repay acts of kindness, the text is sort of explaining on the practices of the small being stage and the intermediate being's stage. Because before, in the previous lines, it was explaining about how to say contentment, about how one should have satisfaction with one, with what one already have has, and then also it says that one should not strive, or rather strive for fame, wealth, and that one, if they come automatically or by naturally towards in your way, it is good and it is a matter of happiness, but one should not be obsessed with wealth and worldly happinesses. And so in explaining these facts, it is saying that, like, for example, whatever great wealth or worldly comfort and wonder, how to say, glory that one might be able to achieve, finally everything has to degenerate, like has to decline. And also it says that at the time of death, when one goes into the next life, one has to leave behind everything that one has accumulated through a lot of hard work in this life. And so in this way it is sort of showing the futility of the wealth and happinesses and comforts of this, of worldly comforts and of this life. And so in this way it is sort of in one way explaining about the futility of the happiness, temporary happinesses of this life, and also about the impermanence of worldly happiness, and also about the meaninglessness of worldly activities. And so after this much, it is explaining about the practices in general of the small being stage and the intermediate being stage. And from this, from the next line onwards, which line which says meditate on love and compassion, it starts explaining about the practice of the great beings.
Anjida dila yendi mara dila vichiva chami chukur dao mara ndem vichukur ni Anjida mara tis honi da chiva chami chukur kan samda nana shila chanda zuvar se samdwa nyanji gombisa sama yendi chi mara mala ji kuna bhama nyiva zomi mara sozi bhati sayena mara chongi dini zonu mara shamjanga mara chongi varuwa kardin chambu yendi mara tila mara bhamala ji shama shamdang dhavu shunu chanlin zuwa di ma yarab kisho tong yendi shila chanzu shi guwa dini zombi ji rongla pen tangi kong yin tila mara chanzu shi guwa jikdang jikda jiva chambu chikurna samjaya damji mara Marmajra Mini Yendu Marshiva. Then he turned embassy with the Tesodamar Jerji Yoga Yendu Transova. Transu de Gumguva Chigdang. That any Transova down, turned chamber with that Tinderva Jishini, Jusundiangina Marishamba Gumguva, Shamdan Yenjisi. That Shambi Jirtoni Maranjanji de Gumguva. Kazamara Semiji Nona, Sundiangi Deva, Dena Yamba, the Shamba. Dimardon Chana Nyabati Ninji Temela Jirvati Noja Shambadon Ninji Gum Ninji Gumba doesn't want to know a goni, Lamrana Jili Menga Dinji Goni, some Chirichitanji Yangi Varva. But that is all the Chantamba. In love with Jesu Tonga Guni Sanjuji Samsigidi, Tambu Mara Tambuni Sanjuji Sam Mara Selonga Yanga Yuva Maridi Yena Mara John Derjina Mara Samu Nana Sanjuji Samsigidi.
So based on the practice on these preliminary practices, or in other words, the practices of the small being stage and intermediate being stage, which comprises generally of the practices that has gone through in the previous lines, then it goes on to explain about the practice of the Mahayana path or the Bodhisattva path. So, in the last line of the, in the last line, which says, repay acts of kindness. It was explaining about, like for example, in the Mahayana path. Based on the strong sense and genuine sense of renunciation, and about a good understanding of the suffering and the samsaric nature that one has acquired or rather attained through the practice of the small beings and intermediate beings stage, then it says that one should be able to understand and feel the gratitude towards those beings, towards those people and persons who has given you kindness and kindness and health in making you a better person and in helping you when you are when oneself is in difficulty. Like for example, like one's parents and like one's spiritual masters who shows one the correct path of how to behave and think in one's life and how to go in the right direction in one's life. And so such masters are masters and such like and also like one's parents and one's virtuous friends are really objects towards which one should feel grateful. And it says that one should not forget such help and the help and kindness that one has received from these objects and should cultivate this attitude of feeling attitude which wants to repay the kindness that one has received from these people. And then indirectly, this is what it implies or rather explains directly, and but implicitly or indirectly it is saying that one should be able to feel about the kindness that all sentient beings has given to one at one time or another in from in beginningless lifetimes, because according to the Mahayana point of view, according to the Buddhist point of view, there is no beginning to one's lives, and during all these previous lifetimes, one has mixed up, or rather, all sentient beings have at one time or another has been one's mother, one's father, and one's closest relatives and friends, and during those times, one has received immense kindness and help from all sentient beings. And so by realizing the fact that all sentient beings has been one's mother and mother and has given you so much kindness, it says that one should cultivate this attitude of this wish of repaying the kindness that one has received from all sentient beings. And then based on this cultivation of the wish of repaying the kindness towards all sentient beings, it says one should practice loving kindness towards all sentient beings, and the practice of loving compassion will lead or result in the practice of compassion, the generation of the great compassion towards the suffering of all sentient beings. And this love, as explained before, is not like in the case of the Hinayana path, they have the practice of the immeasurable love. But the immeasurable love is quite different from the great love that is practiced in the Bodhisattva path. And so, the nature of I was talking about the immeasurable compassion. So the nature of love, as explained before, is when one generates love within one's continuum, it means one at that instant was is sort of wishing a particular object or a particular person to experience happiness and to be on the state of happiness and comfort, whereas the nature of compassion is wishing that a particular person at that instant to be separated from a particular suffering that that person is undergoing. And so as explained in the Mahayana path, this is in other words explaining this what is called as the seven causes and effects which are practiced in order to generate bodhicitta or the mind of enlightenment. And so practicing this wish to repay kindness towards all sentient beings, then one should practice loving kindness and then one should practice the great compassion, and then by practicing all the three, these seven different causes or six causes, one should generate the seventh stage, which is the result state, the mind of enlightenment. And through this practice, it says, in the text itself, it says, stabilize the awakening mind. So by sort of training oneself in this practice again and again, it says, one has to stabilize the mind of enlightenment.
Anji da dine yin du mara da dan dan dani song an ong yin ki daba jenbu ju song ya di mara sam jenri gong ga la mara siyam ba dong yin ji siyam si rong yin jen da mara gom oji de gom ya di mara ji yik ten na mara pirin chong ba ji ka tong ni mara pi ji na mara su wo song gu yuwa yin du ki rong gom pa ma gu ten ni mara ka dun chen bu yin ba di jen sen gu mara ji Kadren jenah mara siyam tak siya guya chik sangu yuwa rwa. Sangu yuwa di ngoni rongni ba mara taba jenbi che chu lana meba chika hong yungu yuwa. Yuwa ri di chertong mara njitengu chu jina mara yarab shiwa zonga si jidi chuka kicham majonga jina mara njiteng yunga dhawla mara bharki kong da si na njiteng na ma yarab si jida marab si jida kanyi yuwa nani yarab shiwa zonga si jidi yindu Rang la kardin chenpo jenla mara siyamdok siya guya di njikten yarab ka chunyi jiyang yinbi warwa. Oji da di yandu di nsombi ji jirdan nabisawa ka mara ji samchen mara ji nyam taba la mara rao jiya di ji nipa nyam tak daso mara rao ji na manajan tiya anda. Oji da siyamdok siya anda. Oji da dani mara siyo mingi ka nomba la mara ji labdra tiya anda. Oji tindaka mara rao nunga di shinto ni mara kardin chenpo sanji machepa nguni yarwa shiwa zonga jiga yinka yuwa reyla mara taba chenpo chudaya mara tanga yuwa rewa Oji chula tono yungi jiga yena chudang yung tanga nyamne yarwa shiwa zonga yung yinba nyi Yuda chuka kecha tindaka majang yiga tono mingi jiga yena yung yarwa shiwa zonga jiga di yako jila tsaka yuwa rewa Oji da di tsombi Yangji Nusawa Nana, Lomba Kashi Nana, Tenda Yimba Sunda Yangu Yuwa. Ji Pama Siji Di Mara, Chong Chong Kongne, Zongne Mara, Ji Garden Chimbu Guni Mara, Chong Zaga Yendu, Ji Chiyong Mibu Kabla, Labra Lamara, Ji Chiyong Mara, Ji Yerji Tangya Lamara, Gopu Musu Mara, Chiyong Tripa Tapsi Ji. Oji Da Deni Mara, Chiyong Tri Tsarna Basanda Ji Chiu Chiu Tsarva Jisu, Then you mara Pama Yana Mara Pugi Tama Giva Dong. Pugi Yana Pamala Mara Tama Giva Dirtang. Chesa was soon that you are young, you said. This way, Yamaraji Pubamu Sayanaji. The young Marab Kushuba, which you chuck you are in my thought. The Yarab Kushuba in Giva Marava. Cardin Chem with Chong Chong Kona Rona Jinam Taba Yamba Kala, Cardin Chem with Jiva Yendu, Pamata Zomer Bango and Chuck. Then it's Tangi Miva Dong. Jiwi mara teni nyam taba jirwa kab tila, kardin chenpo tila mara tene zo na, jiwi mara rog ji guwa yana rog ji. Pama gun riba se ji di ji guwa ngiwa yuwa mariwa. Jiwi rongo rongo taba ji ji guwa di, mara lombi likso re di yana yang mara pami kardin chenwa di, mara kadu yana mara jiwi tena shantak shiwa di, yaku yuwa yendu tena nona yaku re matao. Jiwi yang pama di mara ngongo liga toka mara, Driva Jizawa Ji Yendu, Mara Taho Duma Gua. Mongo Ligatoka Mara Ji Jason Dong Sam Jong, Yujama Ji Yendu Yuwa. Ki Mayamba Maraji, Pama Mayamba Taho Dong Tomo, Serva Dune, Mara Tila Ji Panta Jia. What you that Tila Jiwan Yong Yuwa, Tia Yahori, Yahori de Mara Pama Siji de Kadu Chambu Changa de Mara Yerber Tur, Tini Taho Tomo, Serva Ji Dugua de. Then you can't do the Kunda Wundurka Mira Yendu, then ever Kurla, Chudon the Man, Lavja Jiva Yenayam, Jibama Yam Tabala, or Tabuva, Chigdon, or Jivita, then he had a Shodonga on the Shinayam, Tabuati, then on at the Yahoo, Mara, Homes Yahoo, the only word was his own Mara, Tono, no good.
So the these practices are. Like has sort of has important has sort of important meanings in like important, how to say, has a lot of significances from the point of view of both religion and as well as society, how to say, social values and social thinking. Like many of the practices, like social services, offering social services, building schools in countries and places where there are no schools, and where there is education is very poor, and also at places where there are no medical treatment and medical services, and so it can be any kind of service that one offers for the benefit of society and poor people. All these practices and all these actions and activities practices and actions of the Bodhisattva path or the Mahayana path, and whether one speaks in speaking from the Buddhist religious point of view, and even if it is not explained from the religious point of view, from the social point of view also, these are very virtuous actions and very praiseworthy and good actions that help many people and will recommendable. And and also like because from the Mahayana point of view, just as I explained before, we are talking about these practices, seven courses, like the practices that one do in order to generate bodhicitta, like the first of all, realizing all mothers, sentient beings, as having been one's parents, mothers and fathers in one's past life, and then cultivating this wish to repay the kindness, then developing loving kindness, this outlook of what a loving kindness towards all sentient beings, then generating great compassion towards all sentient beings suffering, and all these are actually done in order to bring about such kind of actions from the side of a practitioner, that is to help, always engaging oneself in the service of others. And then also, like I've heard that in the West, the people have the relation between children and their parents are some often quite not so healthy, in the sense that, like when the children are small, the parents look up, give so much, give so much kindness and love and care to their children, but then when the children later grow up and become self-sufficient and they can stand on their own feet, then they don't from the side of both the parents as well as the children, think as if they no more need the relation, and the children usually just leave their parents and take off on their own way. And this is really contradictory to religious the spiritual path, as and also it's not good from the side of ethics. And also so these things should not happen, and the children should, when they have grown up and they can think properly, they can stand on their feet, they should think of repaying the kindness their parents have given to oneself when one is small and helpless. And from the side of the parents also, like often when this from the side of the children, when something wrong happens, should have patience, should have tolerance and compassion towards their children, and so that a better and more sound relation would be cultivated between parents and children, which is very important to maintain.
Only that did it done. Then he only make a you married in the same young in the Hamad Zumara, the longer poop, who moved the Zula Margie, Marasham Tigger Marasham, you had the Kronzo Mara, and when it is some Yuba Marie, the Marie Kron, Hananga Kronga Mara, Dojako Hongo Margita, Zumoku, as you soja very soon, never did I see me young in the Then the Jagong goes with Ava Yen and Daddy, Yen Yamara, Jisham Tiwangumara, Nyam Tabu Kabla, Katrin Kumibu Gunimar, Chong Zavati, Chong Arisena, Marisa Yamara, Katrin Timibaji, Chong Zawa Yendu, Katrin Chembu Yendu, Katrin Chembu, Tuningu Gunimar, Telasa, Kronzo Nyam Tabu Kabla, Kronzo Martina, Mamarasi, Changi Yuva Yendu, Kasia Dinayamu Sari. Hamamar nyam taba dana mar dapu jangi mewa yena ji so zui bo ge bo mo zo tinan ru ge yona ti to no ming ni ma de yi ja wo so ndo ho ji da tin da da sa ni ji li se ma rong wa ndo tran zo se ji de ba se ji di mar ji ge ji ka de se go de di mar ta po sa ba ji ma du ma gu ji ma du ja wo so ndo ji yang yang bi wa ro ho ji da tin da yen du da ni wa de mar tin da ge ที่พม่ากันเรื่องจริงตัวเราเหมือนเช่นเดียวกันจริงว่าจริงปกติบ่มีเช่นนี้นะเหมือนจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจริงๆจ tina kula tona chimbu nana diya bojira me sandale.
And and also some children's like so when they grow up sort of like sometimes even if their parents are right in front of them, they don't even care about their children, their parents, and let alone the practice of wishing to repay the kindness. And some are even saying that like, why should I have love and care for my parents, because my parents made me because of their own desire, and I don't, it's not my fault, it's their fault. And but that is quite a very wrong way of thinking, completely wrong way of thinking. It may be possible that one is a product of the desire of one's parents, but even though this is a reality, but how much like after one is born, the children's the parents did give the children so much love and care, and the fact that one is at this moment able to sort of stand on one's own feet, and one is well educated, or one is one can think properly, one has a certain way of a proper way of thinking, and all good qualities that one has lastly depends upon the amount of kindness and care one's parents has given to oneself when one is small. And so all these should actually come into one's mind, and if one doesn't care for one's parents at this moment, then eventually one is also going to have one's own children in the future, and a similar kind of attitude will come out from the side of one's own children. And then because one has oneself not shown proper respect and care to one's parents, one's own parents, and so the children will take the same example, and will have take the same attitude and way, adopt the same system, and so it's the whole thing will become really a very saddening situation, and cold relation, which is not good. And so therefore a practitioner of the Mahayana path, especially a follower, a person who has faith in the Mahayana path, should especially emphasize on these matters. So it says that generally speaking, a Buddhist or a practitioner should have taken refuge in the three jewels, and so it is not so. It is not just enough. Not enough to just take refuge, to go into refuge in the three jewels, saying I take refuge in the three jewels from now onwards. It's not enough to do that. By going into refuge, one has certain commitments also. That is, since now one has accepted the three jewels as one's object of refuge. Realizing that the three jewels are the the objects that can only that can are the only objects that can provide you that can give you protection and that can show you the ultimate path, and also taking accepting them as one's one's ultimate refuge, object of refuge, then one should abide by the teachings, the essential teachings that advices that they believe and they have taught. And so basically the the commitments are one has to abide by the 10 virtuous actions and should abandon or rather avoid engaging into the 10 non-virtuous actions. And so I may not need to go into detail about these 10 virtuous actions and 10 non-virtuous actions. So the abandonment of the 10 non-virtuous actions are the practice of the 10 virtuous actions. And so, like for example, from the side of the physical body, there are about 4 or 3 action, non-virtuous actions. From this, from one's mind, through one's mind, one can there are about another 3, and through one's speech, there are about 4, and so total there are about 10 non-virtuous actions that one can commit through the through one's three doors, and so by avoiding or by abandoning engaging into the such 10 non-virtuous actions, this abandonment or this avoiding is the practice of the 10 virtuous actions. So it says that a person who has taken refuge in the three jewels, who has accepted the three jewels as one's object of refuge, should abide by the practice of these 10 virtuous actions and abandonment of the 10 non-virtuous actions. And so in the text it says, avoid the 10 unwholesome actions and always stabilize your faith. And so it says that, like, there are many kinds of faiths usually. It says that one should, one believe in things. So it says that not only should one should believe in a belief, but one's belief should be faithful belief, should have a stable and should come out of one's strong faith. The belief should be based on strong faith in the three jewels.
Pani dadi le jina dadi ya ni mara thoda nga jer yum sa yin min ba sam da den ba ra sa si mara so wa yin du da thwa si ji di ma ji ni control am si don da de ni nga jer si ji di ji nga jer ga la ma wu ji yang yi wa ra wa
ที่มาชิวกันวันวันนี้อยู่ไปชั้นนี้มาเรางานที่ทำไม่ทำไม่งานที่ทำไม่ใช่ตอนเดิมเลยใช่ไหมสิ่งที่มาอย่างนี้ก็มาสั้นสั้นเลยที่
conquer anger and arrogance and possess a humble mind. Humble mind. It says that, like, usually we have a lot of arrogance And when these arrogance, these anger and all these delusions comes automatically. And so, like, everybody has, different angles, has certain kind of arrogance. Like one has the slightest quality, then one generates a certain kind of arrogance in that respect. And like even a thief might have certain kind of arrogance, like in the fact that he is the most skillful stealer, or a fighter, a person who is completely obsessed with fighting must have the arrogance that he is the best fighter, and a scholar must have the arrogance that he is the best. So in this way, even the most wretched person and the most poor and people or the, has this could have arrogance. And so when there is arrogance, then there is despise automatically. And since there is arrogance, when something does not go according to one's arrogance, anger arises automatically, and then a lot of trouble arises. And so it says that a practitioner should not harbor, or rather should not control one's arrogance. And to keep one's mind low always means one should try to cultivate and practice humility, and should be humble-minded.
ສະຫຼະປອງຈາຍັງຊິຈິນສຸຍິນຊໍລະຈາຈິມາສັງຄະຍວາຍັນດີເຈດາມາລະມະສິດຈິດີມາລະຊິນວະຈັງຍິຈິຍະນະກັນດີຍະນະມາລະຈິມີນໍນະຈິວາລອງຊິນຈິຈິມະສິດຈິຍາກະມາລະຊໍວະກະດີກະຈິມາຈິລອງຈິລະວາຊໍວະກະດີກະຈິກູກູຍວາລະດີຊໍວະກະດີກະຈິວາລະມາລະຈິສັງໂຊດັບກະດີກະດີດູຕັມຈິກຸມາລະຈໍຊິນະໂຕນະຍາຄູຍວາລະມາຕໍຈິຫາຈັງກະມາລະມະສິກຸນິມະສິດຈິດີຈິມໍຕະວາຍະນະສໍາລະຊໍຍາ ᱡᱩ ᱢᱟᱨᱟ ᱛᱚᱜᱫᱟᱱ ᱫᱟᱭᱱᱟ ᱢᱟᱨᱟ ᱥᱚᱭᱟ ᱭᱩᱣᱟ ᱢᱟᱨᱤᱣᱟ ᱫᱤᱱᱟ ᱭᱮᱱᱫᱩ ᱢᱟᱨᱟ ᱡᱩ ᱥᱚᱣᱟᱱ ᱞᱤᱜᱫᱟᱱ ᱡᱤ ᱡᱤ ᱫᱮᱱᱤ ᱱᱟᱱᱟ ᱞᱟᱵᱚ ᱥᱚᱣᱟ ᱯᱚᱱ ᱥᱚᱣᱟ ᱭᱮᱱᱫᱩ ᱞᱚᱝ ᱛᱚᱥ ᱡᱤ ᱫᱮ ᱡᱤ ᱥᱚᱣᱟ ᱡᱤ ᱫᱟᱱ ᱜᱚ ᱥᱚᱣᱟ ᱫᱮᱞᱟ ᱢᱟᱨᱟ ᱥᱚᱣᱟ ᱡᱤ ᱫᱟᱱ ᱞᱟ ᱭᱟᱦᱩ ᱨᱩ ᱡᱤ ᱫᱮ ᱢᱮ ᱵᱟᱨᱩ ᱡᱤ ᱱᱤ ᱭᱟᱝ ᱜᱮ ᱣᱟᱨᱣᱟ ᱱᱚ ᱠᱟᱡᱤ ᱜᱚ ᱡᱤ ᱪᱮᱢᱵᱟ ᱨᱤᱠ ᱢᱟᱨᱟ ᱡᱤ ᱢᱟᱨᱟ ᱛᱟᱱᱨᱩ ᱥᱮᱵᱟ ᱭᱮᱱᱟ ᱛᱟᱱᱨᱩ ᱥᱮᱵᱟ ᱜᱩᱱᱤ ᱢᱟᱨᱟ ᱛᱷᱚᱱ ᱫᱚ ᱡᱟᱱ ᱢᱟᱨᱟ ᱡᱤ ᱛᱷᱚᱱ ᱡᱟᱭᱟᱱ ᱫᱟ ᱚᱡᱤ ᱫᱟ ᱛᱮ ᱢᱟᱱᱟ ᱭᱟᱝ ᱡᱤ ᱢᱟᱨᱟ ᱜᱟᱨᱥᱮ ᱜᱚ ᱢᱟᱨᱟ ᱛᱷᱚᱱ ᱪᱮ ᱫᱟ ᱢᱤᱥ ᱭᱟ ᱜᱤ ᱛᱷᱚᱱ ᱪᱮ ᱫᱟ ᱛᱤᱱᱨᱟ ᱢᱟᱨᱟ ᱡᱚᱜ ᱜᱩᱱᱤ ᱢᱟᱨᱟ ᱛᱷᱚᱱ ᱡᱟᱭᱟᱱ ᱫᱟ ᱚᱡᱤ ᱫᱟ ᱛᱷᱚᱱ ᱜᱮ ᱢᱮ ᱠᱤᱛᱟᱵ ᱫᱟ ᱡᱤ ᱫᱟ ᱢᱟᱨᱟ ᱢᱚᱜᱩ ᱡᱤ ᱭᱟᱝ ᱜᱮ ᱣᱟᱨᱣᱟ ᱚᱡᱤ ᱫᱤᱱᱨᱟ ᱜᱮ ᱞᱚᱵ ᱛᱷᱚᱣᱟ ᱥᱮ ᱡᱤ ᱫᱤ ᱫᱤᱠᱟ ᱫᱟ ᱢᱟᱨᱟ ᱯᱚᱱ ᱚᱡᱤ ᱫᱟ ᱛᱷᱚᱣᱟ ᱞᱟ ᱢᱟᱨᱟ ᱡᱤ ᱛᱷᱚᱣᱟ ᱡᱟᱢᱵᱩ ᱛᱤᱱᱨᱟ ᱪᱤᱛᱟᱝ ᱜᱮ ᱣᱟᱨᱣᱟ ᱫᱤᱱᱨᱟ ᱜᱮ ᱜᱩᱱᱤ ᱛᱷᱚᱣᱟ ᱪᱤᱠ ᱫᱟ ᱞᱤ ᱛᱷᱚᱣᱟ ᱛᱟᱢ ᱫᱟ ᱢᱟᱨᱟ ᱥᱮ ᱥᱮᱢ ᱫᱤ ᱢᱟᱨᱟ ᱛᱷᱚᱣᱟ ᱫᱟ ᱥᱮᱢ ᱪᱤ ᱫᱤ ᱜᱩᱱᱤ ᱛᱷᱚᱣᱟ ᱫᱤ ᱢᱟᱨᱟ ᱪᱩᱜ ᱧᱟᱢ ᱱᱮ ᱡᱤ ᱡᱤ ᱭᱟᱨᱟᱵ ᱜᱮ ᱧᱟᱢ ᱱᱮ ᱡᱤ ᱪᱩᱜ ᱠᱚᱞᱟ ᱧᱟᱢ ᱱᱮ ᱡᱤᱣᱟ ᱭᱮᱱᱟ ᱥᱮᱢ ᱞᱟ ᱪᱤ ᱫᱤ ᱪᱤ ᱫᱤ ᱦᱚᱱ ᱨᱚᱝ ᱜᱮ ᱥᱮᱢ ᱫᱤ ᱢᱟᱨᱟ ᱪᱮᱵᱟ ᱡᱤ ᱦᱚᱸ ᱭᱟ ᱛᱮ ᱭᱚᱝᱟ ᱭᱮᱱ ᱫᱩ ᱡᱮᱝ ᱜᱮ ᱥᱮᱢ ᱱᱟ ᱭᱟ ᱢᱟᱫᱤ ᱢᱟᱨᱟ ᱠᱚᱢ ᱫᱤ ᱪᱮᱵᱚᱱ ᱫᱤ ᱥᱮᱢ ᱪᱤ ᱫᱤ ᱭᱚ ᱛᱤ ᱡᱮᱱ ᱫᱮ ᱢᱟᱨᱟ ᱜᱟᱫᱤ ᱢᱤ ᱫᱤᱱ ᱨᱮ ᱨᱤᱥᱤ ᱠᱨᱤᱣᱟ ᱛᱮᱱᱟ ᱭᱮᱱ ᱫᱩ ᱚᱫᱟ ᱪᱩᱡᱤ ᱥᱚᱭᱩ ᱛᱚᱣᱟ ᱪᱤ ᱪᱚᱝ ᱜᱩᱣᱟ ᱫᱤ ᱱᱟ ᱥᱚᱢ ᱜᱩᱣᱟ ᱪᱤ
And then next it says, in the text, it says, avoid wrong livelihoods and live a life of truth. In the bracket it says dharma. So it is saying that, like, even if one has found, a certain kind of livelihood, that one is one has job, and one is living a very luxurious and well-off life, it is very possible that often we are living a wrong life, in the sense that all our comfort and one's the great amount of luxury that one is living in all comes from wrong means. That is, like sometimes, like for example, to give you a simple instance, like some people make their livelihood out of hunting, killing animals, like poaching. And so killing the animal and then selling the meat, or killing the animal and selling the skin ivory, or all sort of bones of animal and different products and parts of the animals are sort of sold. And then in order to do that, one has to take the life of the animal. And so, and then one, the profit that one gets out of this kind of business, one lives a rich and very wealthy life often. And so this is an instance of living, finding out a wrong livelihood. And it says that such things should not happen. And then there are many, one can apply this to other examples. And so it says that one should live a life and have a livelihood which is not negative, and which is ethical, and which is spiritual. And also it says that not only should one live a proper life externally, materially, but should also live a spiritual life. It says live a life of truth and a spiritual life, in the sense that one should live according to the ethics and teachings and advices of the Dhamma, so that one will mentally be happy, as one would be happy both from outside as well as inside. Otherwise, if one does not have any spiritual practice inside, and then how much ever comfort that one may have externally, one would not be able to experience the great happiness.
Pani da dina yin ni mara da labun tsuwa si ji dina ma ji rik mambu ji yang biwa riwa ki da rik mambu yang biwa ri di da rik ri ri ni mara da ishi mambu biwa di na wani ki kasuwa basi na inda ki da mamba kai ji la dian song mara ji tsang jang ya ku la ji dian song mara riba sa ya inda ki dina ji mara yang biwa sa riwa riba dina mara
To give another simple instance or example of finding out wrong, or how to say wrong, finding out a wrong means of livelihood, is like, for example, selling drugs and. Drugs and these kind of different bad substances in order to find out livelihood. So doing this will, for example, by selling drugs, one will cause immense suffering on many other beings. Like many people's lives get spoiled and gets completely destroyed. And many becomes mad and sick, and this is all because of the drug. And then on top of this, you are sort of engaged in this business of selling drugs, and then this kind of means or livelihood is the most negative and non-virtuous kind of livelihood, and so are many other examples that one can think of by oneself.
ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒ ကျွန်တော်ကြည့်အောင်ရောင်းပြီးရွာရည်လားဒီကတ်ဒီဆောင်စဲတမ်းကြီးသဘာနိမှာမေပရဇုဇုထရယွာမှာလေပါကျင်တနာပေါင်းဆောင်ရွာရည်ဒီပေါင်းဆောင်ရည်ဒီမှာဒီကတ်ဒီရွာရည်နေအောင်မှာတေးလာဇန်ချုပ်ချင်ဖို့တင်ရောင်းမြင်ကြီးမှာဒီတင်ရမှာဂျွန်တဲ့တို့ကြည့်ရည်နေနော်ရှိမှာဒီဆောင်စဲမှာမွန်ထောက်ကြည့်ရွာရည်နေမှာလာပါန်တာတော့ရင်ကကမကွန်းနိုင်ကြွားရည်နေဇန်ချုပ်ချင်ဖို့ငမနိမှာ
မေပရဂျောင်းရကဂျောင်းတဲ့ချင်ပရရင်ဟာကြောင့်ဆင်ဖာရအောင်ရောင်းပြီးပါမှာတော့မခကြီးလာမှာဒီချက်ချင်းချိဝတုကဆင်းချိဝတုကဒီနုလောင်ကျွန်းချင်ပရမှာဒီလောက်တုန်တဲ့ချွေရရင်ဒီနေ့မှာဆင်မှာကြည့်ပါအဲဒီတင်တဲ့ရောင်းရကြည့်တော့မှာတင်တဲ့လောင်ချက်ချင်းမြင်ကြီးရဲ့ကတိယုတ်ကယုတ်ကလာမှာဆင်းချိချင်းချိရင်တော့ဒီနေ့ဇုံကြည့်လာမှာ
Next it says in the text, abandon all worldly possessions and be adorned by the gems of superiors. This is saying that, literally it is saying that one should abandon all worldly possessions. That means, if taken literally, it means one should give up everything. What it actually means is not, it is not saying that one should give up everything and live like a beggar or live without anything, but rather it is saying that one should have contentment or satisfaction with what one has, like because if we keep on following the dictates or what our desire and attachment says, then the more we get, the more become our the more stronger becomes our desire and attachment, and also the more we have, the more miser and stringent we becomes. And so in this way, there's really no point will never come when we feel that I'm very happy, sort of I have no more desires, one is completely free of any more desires and completely happy. Such a state will never come as long as one remains within the limits of attachment, desire, and within samsara. And so it's saying that instead, if things come, just as explained before, come naturally to oneself through the proper means, then it is good, it is a matter of happiness. But then one should not run after all the possessions and material benefits. And it is saying that one should live a simple, a happy life, and should not should have limit to one's desire and happiness, desire and attachment.
ဟုတ်ကဲ့ဒါတင်ရရင်ဒီတော့နင်ဘာဖြစ်လို့ကြည်ကျင်းပါကြာဆောင်ရင်ဒီတင်ရတဲ့သုံးပြီးမှာစီကွင်းနေမှာစေကြည်ကြည်ကြာတော့ရတော့ကြည်တန်းမှုလာစပါတင်ရမှာနိုးရင်မိပါတော့နိုးလာကြည်မှာရောင်းသွင်းနေမှာဆောင်ရလာရှင်းနိုးတော့နောက်ကနိုးကြီးဆောင်ပြီးပါရှင်းနိုးစေကြည်ကစီကစီဒုက္ခနမှာကြီးကစီကမှာဘုရင်ကြီးရနေအောင်မှာဒီ ਅਰੇ ਕਮਨ ਲੋਟਰੀ ਜੋਂ ਆਇਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਰੇਲਾ ਕਮੀ ਕਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਰੇਵਾ ਜੀ ਮਾਰੇ ਦੀ ਮਾਰੇ ਚੰਗੰਡ ਉਹ ਨਾਮ ਜੋ yu tetu la njurden yena tsemi la mara njurmi chaya te tembu yuwa mariwa nur ngoni dhoni kama nanga nur siji di papa nur den siji nur dhambu papa nur siji dindaga nur chidang denba yena wajita dindaga nur di mara jika laktur chaya yuwa mari la kami kaya yuwa mari jika tse shema mara nur di na di nur di mara rangda nyam di mara roji ji yuwa yendu dan papa nur si Papa Nurse Gidi, Nur the Moody Karikari Rida, Papa Nurse Gidi, then you are the Unishin.
And so, in this way, like, so our sort of our material possessions often become the causes of, how to say, more sufferings instead of causing us more happiness. Like, for example, when one has a lot of wealth, one becomes more attached to one's material possessions, and then sometimes, like let's say, one is sort of robbed, and some kind of robbers come in, one is completely robbed. Then often people become mad and completely sort of sick from such worries that over the fact that one has been robbed and now one is very poor. And again, the more one becomes rich, starts planning more and more business and projects, and fulfill these projects and plans, one has to engage into a lot of more non-virtuous actions. So one has to take advantage of many other things, exploit many things, and one has to succeed at the cost of the suffering and loss of other people. And so it really, at the end, is no point, and one will end up being unhappy and only in suffering. And finally, even if one has been able to become very rich and become materially extremely wealthy, at the end one has to leave behind everything and one has to go alone. And so it says, therefore it says, abandon all worldly possessions and be adorned by the gems of superior. So this means that instead one should acquire the wealth of the superiors, which is what I call as the seven gems of the superiors. So if one has these spiritual gems, these seven gems of the superiors, one has to acquire through spiritual practice, then these are the real possessions that will ensure 100% happiness and lasting peace to a person and a practitioner. And this kind of gem and wealth will bring happiness to a person not only in this life alone, but also leads a person to a good future in the future and brings happiness to him in all one's future life and leads a person to a state of enlightenment and Buddhahood. And so it says that be adorned by the gems of superiors, and then next I will explain the seven gems one by one.
ที่นูดดมุติตัมโพติมาเตดอนสะดึมสิเตบนูที่ธานะจีกุมจัมเนกุมจาวสนามะยีจีเตบาสิจีเตสัมจินะมะเตบยอนเนนะวะจีวะยะนะที่นูดตัมโพเตบนูเตดอนสะดึมสิสะดึมจีนูดสะดีนะจีระดุมาชวาจีเยนะที่จัมรุนะจีเนที่กัมนิมะกิเจกงกะมะระสะดึมสิจีเตมะกิเจมาถัมระวะเตละนิวะเยนะ
Kanshu
我觉得希望个，希望个吃，刚刚就业那么了，土个土个年个年个那么了，好像嘛，我就等于，土家全部就业那，对，希望个用那个土个农村里的有啊，印度对农村吧，对当这种这种，当下当时对那么了，我就用，用点就嘛了，就要用的就业那样开心嘛了，现在做用意完了吧，开心个嘛了，现在进的到底年不门的，就用，就要就用先进嘛了。
然后我在国外人，从国外人供养国外人，现在地产里面，就是绕几安扎当，就现在嘛的，相当许多那地方的生意，东部全部也没得，东部那热水，我就，嗯，什么那些话的，就在东部也得就行了。嗯，对的，对的，这种推动东华当时，嗯，对的，这种金融。
So the first of these seven gems is faith, like faith in the three jewels. It says like. Faith in the three jewels, and then the second gem is ethics or the morality. That means that, like, by having because of one's faith in the three jewels, because of one's commitment, how to say, one's because of one taking refuge in the three jewels, one have the commitment of the ten. The 10 virtuous actions and the abandonment of 10 non-virtuous actions. So by this this commitment or this vow of 10 virtuous actions is the second. This practice is the second. And then third gem is listening or extensive listening of this of the spiritual teachings. And the understanding. So, like, the more one has listened to the teachings, studied the teachings, the better is more extensive is one's understanding. So that is the third, and fourth is giving. That is the like when one has the material objects. One of material possessions, one is rich or wealthy, then like instead of being miser and stringent, one can act properly, then one can think that like just as I have the material, and so just as I have to live happily in comfort, I have to put on good clothes, warm clothes, and eat good food, nutritious food. Also, others should have the same thing. And so, since I have the thing, I'm in a better position, and I have the material objects. With a courageous and broad mind. Give it, practice giving to the poor and to the needy. And so that is the fourth.
When you did it, you did on to them to not don't want to eat. Then what they should on to you, should have some day to be your enumer. Then Then tree of us, the lead to young and bachelor, she buy in a wrong woods, have you are a lamar, Zella young marriage, tree me, you are it, marriage, tree you got you on, Mazombuji go with it, wrong, wrong, redeemer, Zella young maram, ngachiba zogari sangan tri yoga di oda nur dhupa dang da sharabka nur zedyu na mara oji da dinraga mara ji shiyonga chala mara jyong jyonga tando maasi thar shema ji jina dinraga namshu ku lurdu ame sharabda jiwa yena sharabka nur diyengi yuwar bata dinraga dandi da yonenga rikka nur dhamo di mara ranjana yona di mara tse shaman dhuya la di nur di mhengi yuwari ती लगा युवा मारी ने मरती संजीवा ना भेंग युवा री ती कमी क्या युवा मारी वा रंग की शी शी नूर संजन का नूर जी ये ना मर ना पे ना मर उम्म मर जी जटो तंजों मामु बंजों मामु जीवा ये ना ना पे ना जी उनका नाला जगा ये ना यहाँ यहाँ नी जी तो के उनका नाले से मारा हुआ था यहाँ ती मर लगा भी ने कम हुआ नूर के नानी सी नूर दे मरा छबजे मेवा दां नांग का नूर दे मोनी द मर डूब गया जी डबा ये ना भाव नूर से जी दी दिला का नूर को गोनी जिंग गया दी यारब कुछ बची या यंग योर से सोंग योर
एंड देन नेक्स्ट इज देन द फिफ्थ जेम और द फिफ्थ वेल्थ is the wealth of shyness. That is like one has got a number of vows and ethics, morality, some things that should not be done. And then one is, how to say, one has the commitment not to do that. One has the ethics or the morality not to do that. But then one did that. And so and then one, one generates shyness. That is shyness that for the fact that one has done something, immoral or something which is against the ethics and morality. And so this shyness comes from the point of view of oneself, feeling sort of guilty for oneself. And then, so it says that one should have shyness, practice shyness. And then the next is it's difficult to say in English. Like if you do something wrong, it is going to harm others. It's going to bring sort of problem and trouble and it's going to harm others. And you did that. And then you did that, and it made others unhappy or angry, or it harmed others. It harmed others, and then you feel it's a little bit like regret. Regret, and you feel sort of embarrassed or regret, and so. So if one has this regret, regret and remorse or regret and shyness from the beginning, one has this sense of regret and shyness from the beginning, then one would not do that, engage into that particular action which will bring shyness and which will bring regret right from the beginning. So it says one should practice shyness and embarrassment or not embarrassment, should practice should have this sense of regret. And then finally it is the practice of wisdom. It says that one should have wisdom, one should be wise and should be able to discriminate between what is right and what is wrong, and should be able to make the best out of situations, and should lead a wise and wise life. And so it says that a true, real wise man should have the wealth of these seven gems of the superiors, and should not be attached or should not be obsessed with the worldly possessions and worldly wealth, because worldly possessions are in reality meaningless and does not bring one real happiness, whereas these seven gems of the superiors brings happiness to one in this life as well as in one's future lives. It cannot get stolen, or and it will eventually take one to the state of Buddhahood.
So it is saying that, like, out of all the wells or the gems, the best or the top gem is the internal gem, the internal wealth that one attains through spiritual practice. usually our wealth and material wealth and material possessions get worn off, or rather, finishes through usage. Our money gets finished after we use them, and also everything material finishes in time, whereas it says that, like, for example, whatever kind of whatever virtuous action that one may have done in a day, just like depositing money in a bank account, like if one dedicate that particular action for the fulfillment of the wish of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Just like the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas are themselves always dedicating their virtuous actions for the fulfillment of their great wish of enlightening or liberating all sentient beings, then it is just like depositing that virtuous actions into a very stable bank account. There's no end to the profits or the virtuous karmas that one gets out of that dedication or that virtuous action that one has put, or how to say, that one has dedicated towards the with the virtuous actions of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas for the fulfillment of all sentient, the liberation of all sentient beings. And so, on the other hand, the conventional, our sort of ordinary that wealth that or the monies that we deposit in the banks and the wealth that we have and that we use, or is they finish in time, and they have to, like, at one time will come when these all these money or the wealth that you have will finish. And so for this reason it is said that out of all wealth and gem, the spiritual gem or the gem of the mind or the spiritual practice is the best and the excellent.
ali da dile yeni da san dile yeni mara jagramana agar to mandi no ne ori da dile ga to chi mara chuma yin ba yo da ti len de kardon ji da dok niwa dok se ne da dok niwa dok chon de mara dok go gori chado ji go gori se ya de mara dile ga to ne ji yo yo san ani da dok chon de mara da dok yo bi jin sen コンヤスイワイナマラティナグドワチワドワティナユワイヤンドゥノダグニワドソンユワリティティソンアラグエジェンジユワドワティナグチドソンアリマタジグワミワイナランゲチョンディマラシエジャナマラゲチェンミワチョンジユワイナママボナマルジチョンハンドワティナジユナヨマラマラソンギワチヨンチャガルワチルタムクセルチディユワリマタ ダブニワマラポンゴソンアリダブニワセジでドッグソンヤディタウダムゴニゾンランゴマラランゴチョンランナチョンダンデンディガダマラビニングミザムディラグコノトンジャガイナシャマヨマラランゴニワデゾマラランゴマルベゾンジアラジトジチョンルドヤググワチワリワディラグコノトンゴニタランゴチョンカチヨナマラジャナマラベゾンジガマラシゴグヨ
その人もまた死んだよ本ですよ。その人は言うんで、死んだ。死んだが可能とんじゃがいな。人が、ちょんじゅうちょんはいな。おじぎだって、たんじゅうまさんせいな。ちゅう、ちゃさんじゅうまら、いやな、ドラマ、たむなよ。ちゅうだ、まだちょんよ、まら。で、んだらびちゃにまら、ちょんでむす、そんはいな。まさんはちょんよ、でまら。ちょんよ、ぶるかちじゅうちょんはいな、まら、ごんどせいな。いやな、まら、そそんどをしゅうじゃがいな。
And then yesterday, there's a question from yesterday's yesterday's session. So the question was that in the text it said that one should proclaim one's mistakes, one's sort of demerits and one's negative qualities. And then the question was that like why should one, why is the need for always proclaiming one's mistakes? Is it not enough by just recognizing one's mistakes and then trying to practicing to eliminate them oneself? And so Rinpoche says that it does not mean that. It means that, like, usually, first of all, it is going to be more beneficial if one is going to hide one's mistakes, then of course one should hide one's mistake. One should not become known. Other than that, usually, like, very often situations arise, like we try to even if it is apparent, we try to cover or rather hide our mistakes and our faults from other people seeing it or knowing it, so that other people will get false understanding about you, and such kind of is one such like it just in other words it just means that one has to be honest, one has to be one has to be what one is, and should not try to present a false identity. Like one should speak what one should like. Present oneself as one is, and also speak in the way. Tell something that one knows, and should not say something like, if one does not know something, then one should say that one does not know that, or like, and also if one has it's like something has to be known. One has to tell something about somebody about one's quality, one's qualifications, about one's nature. Then, like, one should clearly tell, explain that I have this qualification. I does not have this qualification. I have this fault, and it's up to you to decide something like this. So, it is in other words, it is just trying to. It is saying that one should be honest with oneself. One should be honest. One should not try to create any false cover of oneself, and So it is saying this. To give you a more extreme example of this this practice is like, for example, there was one story about a very well-known practitioner of during the time of Dhammadhamma, who was the immediate disciple of Adisha. And this disciple's name was Geshe Pen Kunjin. And it was said that this man, practitioner, was first for a very long time, he was like a robber. He stays in the forest, and then whoever passes through the place where he lives nearby, he robs, and then he killed many people, and so he's known all over that area as a great killer and robber, and so everybody feared him. And then, but one day he through one particular incident, he sort of all of a sudden realized his immense fault, and then he fall and he confessed and became a, then he sort of wanted to do, dedicate his devote the rest of his life in spiritual practice, and then he became a monk. Though he was quite old already then, and then he became the disciple of Dhammadhamma. And so he was used to killing and stealing and robbing, And so one day, even after becoming even after he has become quite a good practitioner, one day he was invited to a house to do some prayer and puja, and then the man who owns this house began boiling some water to make tea, but then he went out to do something outside, and then he forgot to put the tea leaves inside this water, and then this man said that I have to now make a very good tea, and so he put took a lot of tea and put into the water, and then he said that I did this without the permission, without the permission of the master, the owner, and this is an act of stealing. And so he put back his hand into the kettle, and then he shouted, there's thief here, come. And then he shouted, and so this is like an so this to this way he's trying to sort of, this is one way of confessing for one's non-virtuous action, one's fault, and one is sort of not hiding anything. One is at once letting it known to others that one has this negative quality. And so, any other questions? If you have any.
Only that. Nikab gudra da mina da bhaji samjhaza na da jitsu sambhava da jine jine nikab gudra da
mina da bhaji. So if there is no question, we can stop.